Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo.
Mic check. Episode
93.
All right, listen, episode 93, big guest in the building. You already know what time it is. It's Geordie, innit?
Literally. come on. Geordie, not Jordan.
Yes, sir. All right, come on. Tell the people, you know, introduce yourself. Give yourself the big ups.
I'm not good at this, man.
Nah, you need to get better because people want to know who you are.
Geordie, not Jordan. Talk to me important. Geordie in it on all socials. I'm a rapper and more things.
Rapper and more things, yeah.
Lovely.
Like to hear it, bro.
Lovely. We are the Made in Chapel podcast.
That's a fact.
Of course.
Tell them again.
A good guest.
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. When you said Made in Trafford, I thought I was going to Trafford.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought that was calm still.
Nah, sorry, bro. Had to make you vote.
Yeah.
This boy isn't. Listen.
If it was a year ago, it would have been, but we've been recording out in London now because we all left.
Okay.
You don't let him fool. Don't let the London accent fool you. This boy is an Essex boy, low key.
Fam, everyone knows my story, man. I'm an Essex geezer, man.
Come on, mate.
Everyone knows my story.
It's from north of the river, but nah, listen.
I'm there now. I'm in Essex now.
Ah, I love that. Boys, introduce yourself.
Cole Sanusi, big 2L in the building. What's going on?
It's E-Man, Eames, Emmanuel. At the end of the day, whatever name you call me, it's E-Man. But that's a really, really important topic we can actually discuss. Yeah.
Go on.
Because, hold on. Yeah. Geordie, has anybody attempted to shorten your name?
Him?
Yeah. Has anybody attempted to shorten your name even further?
No. I get Jords. And that's it. That's the shortest it can go. My mom calls me Joe, but that don't work.
Mm. Nah, yeah.
Fair enough.
That don't work. But mommy calls me it, so it can run.
Okay.
I hear that. Can't argue with mum, can you really?
Nah. Can't call you Jay, nah. People can't call you Jay. It don't really work.
Poet says that, but I don't think Jay works. I don't think Jay works.
Because Jay could be a name in itself.
Jay is the name. But George, Jay, it's both one syllable, isn't it? Just say George, man.
Calm. We'll going by Geordie today, isn't it?
Of course.
Quite literally.
There you go.
That's the socials for Quality everyone if you need to know.
Has this happened to you where they try to shorten it even further?
I mean, damn, my parents already shortened it, so I can't imagine people going... Our mate Jay calls me D. No one really shortens it anymore, man. Dems is quite popular, but that's not shorting it anymore. That's putting a Z on the end.
just laziness. Just changing it up.
Switching it up. Nah, not really.
Yeah. Because one manager had the audacity to shorten my name, even though I gave her the shortened version. My long name is Emmanuel.
So I tell everybody, say.
E-Man. She called me M. Listen, my mind just went in a full tornado. I was like,
what?
The letter M or what? The E and the M?
No, just M.
No, but manager, no, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why though.
No,
because Emmanuel, she or he thinks M is shorter.
No, but it was just like, hold on. If you're going to call me M, then you must be saying that my name is Emma. Or
I said Emma.
No, but
or something.
I understand
Emma and then M, but E-Man, like there's E and then there's man.
No, I understand. So I understand where they got that wrong because we have cultural logic. Emmanuel is E-Man.
Yeah.
They don't know that. They think Emmanuel M. You get me? They don't know nothing about no E-Man.
It's just, but Iman's a really popular nickname now.
Everyone called him Manu was called Iman.
Without a doubt.
It's either Iman, Manu, Manny.
Yeah, Manny.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes. Or Eames. Nah.
They weren't referring to Eames.
Shout out to Gherkin, that. But Eames is just Gherkin. But E. Like, that's it. But M. Nah. But nah, don't call me M. There's an E in front of my name, and you just call me M.
Respect, yeah, innit? Did you said something, innit?
I said a lot.
You made it known.
I had to make it known.
Fair enough, bro.
Anyways, shout outs to her.
Shout outs to her, man. Let's get into it, though. Shake my head.
Come on. The first of many.
Ooh.
I hope so, bro. No, the project is cold.
Thank you very much, man.
The project is very, very cool. I've listened 3 times now, and I was thinking, the one thing that stuck out to me the most, bro, is that when I first heard you rap, I kind of admittedly put you in a box, because I felt like you're part of the same generation as us, right? Mm-hmm. And I view you as a spitter, just a spitter, because you can actually do any beat. But I didn't know you had more versatility to you. And there's a bar where you're like, you know, I'm not a rapper, I'm actually an artist. Mm-hmm. And listen to the project, I got that from you.
I think I've dropped one song, Go Away, drop one song, Go Away, drop one song, Go Away. People think they got me down pat from that one song. That was my main frustration. I couldn't wait to drop to show everyone, watch this.
But why the delay?
Circumstances, time. I had the projects ready before the first lockdown series one. I thought I was going to drop it. But lockdown happened. I thought, you know what? Let me just use this time to renovate stuff. I renovated it and we took more time. It pissed everyone off, but we got there, man. Here we are.
Yeah.
It has to be done.
The project that would have dropped back then wouldn't have been this.
Out of the two, what would you have preferred?
Oh, this one, 100%. Because the project that would have dropped last year, it would have been... It wouldn't have been a project. It would have been like a 3-pack.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Because Cherry B was at that point, roughly that time.
No, when I dropped... Lockdown Season 1, I dropped Pagans. That was me getting ready to start my little run for like a 3-4-pack. And then through lockdown, I just started recording more and more. And I realized, whoa. And then we had like an 11-track project ready. And we whittled it down to 7. And here we are.
I think what you delivered as well, I think from the impression I get of you, and you know, I've been paying very close attention to your journey, is you're very conscious and you're very you don't want to just drop anything, if that makes sense.
Like, not at all.
You want to make sure whatever you do drop hits.
Big facts.
And that's, I mean, obviously they did a really great interview on you. I think it was in The Notion.
Oh, yeah.
I read through before, obviously, in preparation for this. I was a very interesting person as well, but that's the impression I got, that, you know, you're very particular with what you drop and when you drop it.
Yeah, no one can critique me like I can critique me. So everything I drop, first of all, there isn't a song I drop that is like the next song I drop. I call TJ twice, just spitting. Cherry B is a bit more wave, and then Die for the Bro is like a dark drill that I haven't touched. So I'm always nervous before I drop, because it's always something else. And I have females fans that want to hear the melodic stuff. They want to hear the Uber X's. I have the man them that want to hear the TJ twice's. I have the casuals that want to hear the Cherry B's. And then like the people that want to hear my more alternative stuff, like the Fall For You's from way back when.
So
I always want to please everyone, but I got to please me first. I'm my biggest critic, and I overthink. It's crazy. Right. So I got to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the case with most artists, or is that just you?
Every artist is different. I believe most are like me, and then there's some people that don't mind just releasing the same meal. Because everyone likes that meal. Yeah. Same meal. Just repackage it every 4 months. Have it again.
Do you know what really surprised me the most in doing my research?
Go on.
His first favorite rapper might still be was Ludacris.
Big facts.
Is it?
Ludacris got me started, man.
that's cold.
You know why? Because when I couldn't understand lyrics, I was just looking at the box, and his videos were brazy.
Visuals.
So I'm watching it, and then as I'm growing and maturing, I'm hearing words. I'm like, whoa, this guy's cold too. He's got a bit of comedic. He can bar. He's braggadocious. He can, but he, like, it's the videos are still fun. It's got character. I thought, this is cold. Eminem the same, Missy Elliott the same, Busta Rhymes the same. Like their videos were wicked.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the Jay-Z back then. I was too young.
Mm. Yeah, same. His that
videos,
came later.
Yeah, his videos. He was just too cool. Yeah. He's too cool for me. I was a youth. So it was, it was ludicrous. That definitely got me going.
Early 2000s. Nah, it's cool, bro. early 2000s was like that spot for us, really, where we kind of was introduced to rap. Okay, it was like mostly like the stuff that's most popular, but eventually that's when the Jay-Z's come. Like, I think I was maybe like 17, 18 when I listened to it for my first Jay-Z product, and I was like, oh no, slowly now it's beginning to make more sense. Because when I was a youth, I heard like Annie, I heard, what was the name, Hard Knock Life. I was like, I don't really feel this. Nah, the same way everybody else did.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I hear that. And I know you're massive, you've transformed into a massive fan of Jay.
Come on, man. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the best rapper ever now.
We grew up.
Say word.
No, big facts.
Bow Wow and Soulja Boy.
Excuse me?
We just went from Jay being the GOAT to who?
No, because I think that's what really transitioned like
part
of hip hop.
That's the entry point.
Yeah, that was the entry point. Like Soulja Boy changed.
He was the first rapper to do everything.
Yes. Yes, he is. But then again, I feel like Soulja Boy was one of those artists who changed the image of hip hop in a sense of like just being the young and fun.
Because
You look at 50 Cent, when he came out, he was like 20, 21. And then all of a sudden, he just starts talking about blowing everybody's heads off, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
That's who I was introduced to, 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's really interesting at the time that we lived compared to now.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Yeah.
No, that's a fair point. I agree with you. More or less my entry point was Nelly and 50 Cent. I'll never forget the first time I was watching MTV and 50 Cent fucking comes down from the
film. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's pointing at
iconic.
The camera.
Yeah.
Like, after that, you're hooked, innit?
Iconic.
100%. So where would you say... Do you think your influences come into the music you're making, or do you try to block it out? Is that your method when it comes to making music? Because I don't, you are very fortunate in the sense that I don't feel like you sound like anyone.
100%.
I don't, like my favorite rappers have influenced me to rap, but they don't influence my sound, I don't think. I'm adaptable in that I can hear something I like and just move with it. I can hear something I like from someone I've never heard. Like, I remember when I heard Santi.
Yeah.
I thought, flip your neck. This is wicked.
Mm.
I can go away with that and do my little interpretation of it.
Mm.
So there isn't he sounds like Jay-Z because he loves Jay-Z. He sounds like Drake because he loves Drake. I sound like me and I can gather inspiration from anything.
Mm. Yeah, because you kind of veer off the path sometimes. Like, at the end of... feel right now, like I kind of felt like the vibes was just like, I didn't know. I thought I listened to something different. You know what I mean? Mm. I genuinely did. Like, even at the end of the Dark and Light as well, like you just switched up the flow.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that surprised me the most about you. You actually have that layer of artistry that,
well, you know, this project, don't attack into. This project, I wanted to. There was an argument with like between me and the man, my peoples, my team. There was like, all right, cool. This is your first project. Should we do like a narrative thing, a Good Kid, Mad City type story thing, narratives, voice notes, I thought, or should we just do a little palette display of the things I can do? And I decided to go with that one. Just keep it short, concise, show what you can do, and just let people come back for the next one.
Mm. Yeah.
Next one I'll dig a bit deeper and take it left and right.
Yeah.
Nah, I hear that.
Nah, I fuck with it though, because not some people... One thing I like that you've done is some people know how to make a good song, not people know how to make a good like body of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a good entry point, and whatever you do next, my ears are going to be to it, because I know you can give a full length.
You know what's mad? I didn't know I had a good project until it was out.
Seriously?
Yeah, I knew I had 7 good songs.
That's
but I didn't know I had a good project.
That's surprising.
Because I'm sitting with the songs, I'm making the songs. Like, okay, this song's finished. That song's cold. Stick it there. No, that song's finished. That song's cold. Stick it there. All right, cool. Now I've got 7 sick songs. Put them in order. Oh, that sounds sick. But like, I'm sitting with it for like 6 months now. I'm getting it ready. I'm mastering it. I'm doing videos. I'm sending it off to people. We're having chats. Da-da-da-da-da. People are telling me it's good that I hear it. I'm like, all right, cool. But when it drops and I hear it on platforms, I'm driving to it. I'm doing things to it. I'm like, woo. Nah, this is cold. Do you know why I knew it was cold, actually? I'll tell you why.
Go on.
I ran out. It was seven songs, 20 minutes. Mm. Cynical, Down to Die for the Bro. And it went back to Cynical. And I thought, I could hear that again. Yeah, Cynical. Mm. It finished. Dark and like, oh, I can hear that again. Cherry B. And it just went away. Yeah, I thought, ah, yeah. Oh, blood. Forget it.
Nah, I love that. You did it, bro. I was on the way here. I was listening to it again.
Yeah.
And like, I was stuck in a bit of traffic there. Like, near Islington towards, like, you know, where the... overground stations are, like it just went back to Cynical again, and I was just like, okay, no,
this is clean.
Because Crink and Crankum, brother,
I didn't expect people to take to that one like that,
brother.
Yeah,
it's mad.
Yeah, I didn't expect.
It's cool. very, very, very.
It's very
mad.
Good. It's very good.
that song goes off.
I didn't expect.
Absolutely,
but I'm glad people heard that from me. I think people need to. You get me. Sometimes you just gotta let them know, man.
It's got energy.
Mm. You know when your mum warns you.
Yes.
Just let her know. Nah, it's got energy, bro.
We'll win there. Do you know what? I mean, one thing I love about doing the pod is I think I get to meet people I wouldn't have probably had the opportunity to meet. And sir, I have to say, you've probably given me my favorite.
I knew this was coming.
What?
Go on. Look up. Yeah, facts. Facts.
So sometimes I'll just be going through life and I'll just be like, you know what? Players fuck up.
This is the most relatable something I've released. That one.
Oh, but that song is, I mean, obviously the focus is still SMH, but
yeah.
I had to give you your accolades for that performance.
It's
short but sweet.
That's the most relatable. They took that down. I don't know why they took that down.
Swear down.
Yeah, YouTube took it down. We had to put it back up. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was odd because I know it went away and then, there's no story behind that.
We got no email, nothing.
Definitely hate.
No email, no nothing. We just put it back up. I was like, fine. It stayed up now.
The vibes, man.
Yeah, it's up and it's stuck.
From
man.
Scribs into your verse, Scribs into you. It's hard.
I remember how we made that song. We was in the studio and we was making another song, but it felt a bit somber, man. And I thought, do you know what? Nah,
switch it up.
It's not the mood I'm in.
Mm.
I said, TJ, just put something together, man. This tempo. I put that tempo, 140. And then Scribs just went.
Scribs is mad.
Yeah, Scribs didn't even take long. And then when he did his, I just thought, all right, cool. I went into the studio, I had nothing planned, and I just listened to him. I'm ad-libbing him, and I just went, players, fuck up.
That was it. And I
look him through the window, and they're going mad. So I just kept going. I just kept going, and that's how that went.
Nah, that was too clean.
It was clean. It was
one of my favorite songs of last year for sure.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt,
by
man.
Far.
Great performance from everyone.
But
as
then
well.
Again, like everybody puts himself in this superhuman, superhero perspective. Mm. And it's like, for someone to tell you that, listen, every day someone fucks up.
Mm.
It's okay.
It's relatable right. Stuff, man. So let's fuck up. Man.
There's a for sure.
Facts, man.
Yeah.
I think, that was too clean. I think, all right, so I noticed, obviously, you've had the opportunity to work with some legend and... It's impacted how you work in the studio, mainly your experience with Getz.
Mm.
We won't be going to the studio, not finishing songs, and then
I absolutely try not to do that now. Right now, writer's block is normal.
My mum was going to the studio having half a song. It's like, I'll see you Wednesday.
The beat will go. I'll do a one verse. I might put a hook down. I'll be like, all right, cool. And I'm going to finish the next verse when we come back.
Mm.
And then. One day I just watched Getz. He was like, what? No. Mm. Like, we finish it now. We go home. And if anything, we come back with a better verse. But at least we have a whole song.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense still.
I felt so bad for you. How did you lose the hard... Like, how did you lose the hard drive?
Oh, man. I can't even tell you, man. That just broke my
heart.
Why
didn't you ask him...
We lost a few good men.
Bro.
Why didn't you ask Getz to come back?
Because Getz was in project mode.
I was watching him
in project mode. I knew he was busy. Like, you do you, I'll do me, and we got the project anyway. It just wasn't meant to be, man. Do you know what? I still have the song. It just can't be changed.
Right.
It just can't be changed. Like, the song is the song. The same with Therapist. Therapist broke, but luckily it was there like that.
Okay.
Therapist was one of the songs on that hard drive. We couldn't go back in. To change it, we couldn't even get the stems to mix it. We just had to master it.
So painful.
Existence is pain. Fucking hell. I'd be fuming.
Man, I felt so bad for you because obviously, I think that would have been a real, not that it just would have been a moment for you.
Really, it would have been nice. I don't think all is lost though. I think we'll meet again.
Mm. 100%. We have that contact now, innit? So it's not an issue really.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think that was the most pressing question to ask you. Like, fam, how can you have a guess verse and just not? But just like, I guess it. if he's in album mode, it's got to be tricky to ask someone. Yo, can you give me a verse?
I don't like bothering someone in album mode, because I get it. Because when I was in project mode, I that feeling of getting asked something. Like a side mission on GTA.
Mm.
Like, come on, man. Like a side mission. Yeah. With all due respect, of course. Like,
I hear that.
But because there was supposed to be someone else on Phil right now, but they were in Project Node.
Mm. Okay, yeah. It sounds like, because there's that bit at the beginning. It just goes for a bit. I'm assuming there was someone supposed to be on there now.
Someone was supposed to drop the hook with me. Okay. Someone was supposed to do and be on the hook with me and do a verse.
Got you.
And they were far too busy.
Would they ever see the light of day? Because I think that song, you could always bring it back out, man.
We're doing a video to it, boy.
Okay.
That song was this summer. Yeah, honestly, when I dropped, that song was supposed to be, the world was supposed to be open already. Boris just said delay it, but whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. Them man are going wild at the minute, man.
Matt Hancock and them, man.
They're not obeying rules.
They need to figure it out.
They're telling everybody what to do, but they are not doing what they
do. Bro, it's political crinkum crankum, bro. They're doing what they're doing.
Someone said the government needs to train with the under-23s.
That's Savage Dan. Yeah. Savage Dan said that.
It's true, bro. What are they doing, man?
Tears. Nah, them man are a joke from start to finish as well. Like, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them.
I'm not embarrassed for them.
But didn't we not know this?
I look at his face every time he speaks.
He had both hands on the batty.
No, but do you trust a face like Matt Hancock? Do you really trust that face?
Nah.
But
nah.
Anytime he's, even the preacher, like, listen, I was in church on Sunday, and then my preacher was talking about like discernment, yeah, and having like discernment in your heart. And he was basically speaking about people. When you listen to when they speak, you just look at their face and you know that they're just chatting shit. He didn't say that.
You get those vibes from Matt, yeah.
The whole from entire Matthew. Time. And then now,
that whole
I
camp,
see man. My man, he's cheating on his wife.
Boy, we need Matt Hancock on Filthy Fellas, bro. That's what we need.
Nah, you know what? He's a filthy fella now, man.
for real.
He really is.
It's embarrassing. Oh, nah,
but so then again, as Kevin Samuels would say, high value men have options.
Yeah.
It's mad, but it's like, listen, why would you do
what
that?
Sort of game he's spitting. The man can barely talk when he's on TV.
Holding hands.
Nah, he was giving her the through balls to Jobs, man. I heard the sightings brother was getting big NHS contracts.
So
things were happening on that side. Matt Hancock was bussing.
It was patterning it.
Yeah.
Oh. Nah, see, what is this that we're living
listen,
in?
Listen, man.
Both hands on the batty.
Of course. You want this contract or not? That's what I'm saying.
She was crazy. Working overtime, man.
That's crazy.
Them man are giving out rules and not even obeying them. That's sickening.
That's why I can't obey them either, man.
Nah, I hear that. You must be done with it, especially after.
I don't do face masks. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, say word.
Anti-mask.
Fair enough.
Uber man has to take me.
Do you want this job or not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do you want this coin or not?
For real.
Yeah. I'm in the cab now. Cancel it. Because I'm not going to cancel. I'm not giving you £6. Take me.
Do you know, they don't care. They want the piece.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They do want
more
the
time
piece.
They don't care.
Nah, more time they do not care whatsoever. And it's just, it's all, yeah, it's interesting that. But I guess, yeah, if the government that you're... supposed to be respecting ain't doing it, then why we will? That's literally it.
They're joke men, man. When they figure it out, I'll figure it out. How about that? How about that?
We've given them enough chances as well to figure it out.
100%.
They need to go on Red Table Talks, bro.
Sort their lives out.
How does that conversation even go?
Who are they going to speak to? Are they going to speak to Will or Jada?
No, they need to speak to Will because Jada ain't right.
Yeah. I mean, do you see that letter she pulled out and apparently it was from Tupac? That shit was clean
what,
as
again?
A motherfucker. She's obsessed.
She's a player,
well,
man.
Every year. Well, plays for cup, isn't it?
But she keeps fucking up.
No, yeah.
No, that's on purpose. It's not a fuck up. That's on purpose.
I don't think they're together. Off.
Maybe it's just for the cameras,
they're not,
isn't
they're
it?
Not together.
What, is they're in the same room?
They have an agreement.
Separate beds.
They're not together.
Oh, I don't even think they're in the same room. Do you know how big that house is? He probably has like a compound within it.
Yeah. Bruv, he called August Org. He shortened his name. They're so he knows him, bruv.
They're not together, no way.
Org, you know.
Yeah, like there's no way Org could have there's no way August could have got that invested. And Will just there like, yeah, do your thing.
She's toxic for that. I don't care. She's toxic.
That's a fact, man. That was sickening.
That's why he has to speak to Will.
he's basically just, he's a sex toy. That's what it is.
Probably.
Yikes.
She used his youth.
I hear that. The fountain of youth and whatnot.
Blocked his blessings, man.
I feel like there's a bar of Matt Hancock that I just can't put my finger on. Like, it must exist.
What do you mean? Is in his actions or?
No, you can just create a bar off of his name.
Nah, yeah. I think one of the rappers will have that soon. Yeah.
Oh,
cool. The next.
You know, it's going to be heady. it's such a heady thing to say.
I think it's Crypto Conan.
100%. Oh, sure. You know, sure, them man are going to do some mad, silly wordplay with it as well.
100%.
They're going to break down his name and then yeah.
She had my hand on my cock.
I need an assistant. She gave me aid.
Yikes. This is why we're not rappers, by the way. Yeah, we leave this to you, bro.
Leave it to Crypto Conan.
Nah,
it's not me. Don't worry, it's not me, man.
Yo, he just ruined my whole rap career,
bro. You stay trying to get the dub on Tondras off every week, bro.
I have to try, man. If I don't, who will?
That's true. It's an art.
Munya had his magnum opus, though.
Did he put out another video?
Yeah. Is it?
He about put out a video?
About the man, the Matt Hancock situation.
He doesn't waste any time, does he?
No, I don't think he doesn't waste any time. And the boy does not miss. So she had him coming. Oh, she had it coming like Dominic or something like that. That was my favorite bar. I was like, yo, this guy, he will not.
I'm
stop.
Assuming he has someone that writes it for him. If it's that quick.
He has a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I think he has a ghostwriter.
Fuck.
I think he'd have to, because some of it is quite.
It's too quick.
It's quite. I'm not saying it's high level, but like some of it is quite smart.
There's bars in there.
It's smart enough that someone has to write it.
You think?
Is it you?
He's got a team.
Yeah.
He's got a team.
Yeah.
That's throwing me for a loop.
You can't do that all yourself.
Yeah, man.
Shoot a video.
Because it's fast.
No, of course.
Shoot a video,
I hear
edit,
that.
Produce a song.
He's not doing all of that.
Write
on
the
his
song.
Own.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
As in, he can't do every, like, he's not a video photographer or whatever. He can't do that on his own.
Yeah.
But he's a comedian. Like, he's got to be able to do the bars.
But comedians don't write all their jokes.
Yeah.
As a team.
Don't do this to me.
Well, as a team.
At the end of comedy specials, there's credits.
Yeah.
Written with
I'm hot.
Demi's reacting like when DJ Drama leaks fucking Drake's demo tapes. What's going on?
Don't you know?
I'm heartbroken. So what the fuck? Dave Chappelle didn't say right game blouses. If that's not the case, I'm crying.
Yeah, but don't you know what's his name? Richard Pryor. Mm. One of the greatest comedians. He had writers as well.
Back
like he
fact,
had
yeah.
he had Paul Mooney, rest in peace. He recently died. And then also is it Robin Williams?
Dave Chappelle's got a homeboy, Neil Brennan.
I know
yeah,
about
yeah,
Neil.
He writes, yeah, yeah, writes the skits.
And I think Ashley Larry too.
Right, yeah.
Donnell Rawlins.
Oh, that's painful.
Obviously Dave Chappelle's still
yeah,
the
goal, they, yeah, they,
that's
Dave
a fact.
Has, yeah.
I know he's a massive influence on you.
Oh, big facts. That guy's class.
Mm. Donnell Rawlins.
No way.
Ashley Larry.
Dave Chappelle, bro.
No way. Nah, Dave Chappelle, man. He's too gone.
Man.
Yeah.
That's really... I did not expect that. Well, the more you know as well, I guess. Really.
Do you think Munya Chihuahua just writes all them bars?
It's possible. He's not doing it for long as well. The videos are a minute long.
I know, but the bars are too... They're too good.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's unfair to
for the turnover time.
That's unfair to think that he couldn't do that. Like, he's a very witty person.
Do you know what? It is unfair to think that, but I think that.
he's got, I said what
he's
I got said.
To do a BTS.
Basically,
he's
I'm got to
do a BTS
you,
video.
I'm hearing what you're
now.
Saying, but...
Okay, do you know what? Until I see the BTS video...
There you go.
I'm rolling. Oh, well, the more you know, I guess.
The
I guess
you know.
I didn't. Did you always think he had a ghostwriter?
No, but I definitely feel like he had a team. Like,
bruv,
just the timing.
Like, he writes like Chip. That's like, that's quick, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You can't
but
be that
we
quick.
Don't think Chip has a ghostwriter.
No, Chip ain't got. Some people you just know can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Chip.
That is just Chip.
But I don't think many rappers here have that.
Okay, fair ghost enough. Writer. I hear that. I hear
Would you ever take a reference track with someone else's laying vocals on it?
With their hooks, yes.
But not with bars?
No. With their hooks, yes.
Is that ghostwriting?
Yeah, no. To a certain extent.
No. Ghostwriting is writing the bars that I'm going to say.
Mm.
And me just saying it.
Okay.
But the reference track thing is different. Like if I give out a song, which I have, with my hook on it, and they come off and they do my hook, that's just a reference track. Okay. That's calm. They do the you look pattern of verses. There's a space there. Tackle that.
You can do what you want with that afterwards. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. That's crazy.
Actually,
though.
Yeah, because Kanye West did a reference tracks for Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
A few.
Yeah.
What, for hooks?
Yeah, for hooks.
And Jay-Z ghost wrote for Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Still. I think the craziest one was it Still Dre?
Yeah, Still Dre. Still
was
Dre.
It Royce did one as well?
Did he do the, like, he did it for Snoop Dogg as well, who's probably very capable of writing his own.
Yeah,
lyrics.
I think so.
I think Snoop Dogg did his own bars, but Dr. Dre, that's all.
But Dre doesn't write any of
Dre don't
that.
Write.
Nah, yeah, not
Dre
at all.
Don't write. Diddy don't write. Kanye barely writes.
Even if that.
Yeah.
Travis don't write. That, to be fair, you can hear it. Oh, no, Travis is capable of making good lyrics.
To be honest, he's not the greatest lyricist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he spoke to Travis, he'd tell you that.
Yeah, but then again.
Yeah, he don't hide it.
Yeah, Conway the Machine, he's wrote a song for Kanye West on his new album that's coming out. Well, whether we're going to hear it.
It remains to be seen.
Yeah,
right as
right. Right as right.
For real.
For real. So, what was it? The next topic, I believe.
Went to talk filthy. You guys were in Croydon, innit?
Oh, yeah, we've been having fun. We've done a little residency in Croydon. We've done 4 dates. We're doing the group of death matches.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, no, it was good time.
Actually, I saw a couple of clips, actually. They were quite fun.
Death matches.
Group of death matches. I did.
Euros.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Man, just juking it out, bro.
Draw your team.
No, yeah, we did all the group of death games and we had a good time, man. But it was probably one too many. Like, if we did one more date, I think it would have spilled out into nonsensicalness.
Mm. How so?
Because every time we did a Croydon date, like day one, it was good.
Mm.
But day two, we know what to do now. Day two, it's good. There's a clip. People are coming for day three. Day three, it's magical.
Mm-hmm.
People have come for day four. Day four, we did, you don't have to call on stage.
Yeah.
Now people are hitting us like, yo, when's day five? But okay. No.
Mess.
Just couldn't, yeah, day five would have been mad.
Fair enough. It looked like a vibes, man.
Nah, it was. It was like a vibe. It was a vibe, but it was work too. Like, there's, like, you got to, some people have to stay sober because some people won't stay sober.
AKA loons.
You get me? We got to go on stage and chat.
Yeah. It's a job at the end of the day.
And like, depending on the time of the matches, when it's early days, there's families in the building. You got to keep it PG.
Okay.
When it's a late game, you can talk crud, but not too much crud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. How did you get involved with them, Mandem, in the first place? Like, where was the point?
I've always known Poet.
Yeah.
Poet started Filthy. And one day, I think there were a person short. I did it. I didn't come back. Again, there were a person short. I did it. I didn't come back. And then eventually, I was just...
Just kept passing.
Just in. There's a common misconception is people think you can apply. Have me on Filthy. But no.
Yeah, it's not like that.
We're just a group of friends that have a camera and we chat rubbish about football.
Mm.
Yeah.
Everyone else can do it.
Mm.
Everyone can do it. Trust me. Like, the only thing I would say is what is different between us and the field is that Filthy fellas don't mind being wrong. We don't talk football to be right. I don't want to be on camera sounding like Carragher. Look at the instep.
That's
not your job.
With just outlandish takes, full of character, bus jokes, sometimes wrong takes, wind people up. Like, just have fun, man. Me and my boys having fun.
Yeah.
And people are enjoying it.
What is your worst football take, do you think? And what's your best one?
My worst football take was that Lukaku was better than Harry Kane.
Nah, there's a conversation to be had.
No.
At all.
Right.
There isn't.
Oh, what? You think it's clear?
Yeah, Harry Kane's better. Lukaku has gotten better, but he's not better than Harry Kane.
Yeah, the take was bad when I said it because Lukaku was...
Was he at United at the time?
United, yeah.
Right.
The take sounds better today because Lukaku's better, but still no. Kane is big bro to Lukaku. But Lukaku's got a league now, boy.
Yeah, Kane can't really chat.
Lukaku's got a league now, boy.
You've been holding down for the United fans, though. I see you, bruv.
Oh, United
sometimes
fans
they be trying to swear.
Yeah, they hate me.
They be trying to cook. They be trying to cook you on filthy, though. Like for United takes, and I hear it. Even with Margs, when Margs says certain things, I hear it. But you know, we're at this point in our lives, we just gotta hold the corner a little bit.
Yeah, United fans hated me to begin with.
I don't know, but it's all right.
I'll go for it.
Ah, you must have your laptop.
Yeah, man, United fans hated me. United, that was scary, by the way.
Not just you.
United fans hated me early on because I was saying things. I was saying things I just thought, like Martial out.
We 100%.
I want Kane. I don't want Sancho. I want a striker. Okay. I was saying these things. Yeah, I even said,
damn.
At one point, I said, you know what? This Pogba guy can go.
Ah, I thought you were my boy.
Nah, he's my guy. Listen, I love him, innit?
Yeah.
I love him. But the Pogba for France that I'm seeing is not the Pogba that I see.
I said this to you the other day.
You get me?
It's not the same, but to say that he's not done certain things for us is a lie.
He's done bad things. Yeah, but if you're unhappy, go be unhappy somewhere else or go find happiness, innit?
Because we are wasting this time.
You are a fantastic player and we won't find another Pogba, but we can occupy that space with a worker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if that's what it's got to be, then so be it. Let's cash in. But anyway, yeah, they hated me for
you
that.
You have enough. To get rid of Fred.
Oh yeah, I wanted that. The Martial thing aged well though. I won.
Oh, you definitely have. I think it's over.
I got a soft spot for him. I think it's gonna do well this season.
Why?
Everyone's got a soft spot for him. There's like a cult.
I'm not Martial FC, but I feel like
at least you man aren't spending 50 million on fucking Jerry Essex.
On Ben White.
How you lot?
Dark and light.
You lot are finished.
I'm so over it.
You lot are finished.
Arsenal just get me so vexed.
Nah, you lot are finished.
Told him to chat to Villa.
About what?
About Grealish.
You're not getting no damn right. Grealish. You ain't got no Grealish money.
Hey, do you know what? Financial fair play has to come into play at some point now because City can't have $200 million. They can't spend that much.
I think they've relaxed it because of COVID.
I think it's a dick.
I think they've relaxed it because they know there's no money, but they want people to spend, so football's more interesting, etc., etc. Like, bro, City shouldn't have been in this Champions League, bro. They got to the final.
I forgot about that. They should have been banned.
They've relaxed all the rules, bro.
These men do not care because there's no way that you can spend 100 million on two players.
I don't think Pep's a fraud. I don't think they'll get. If they get both, oh my days.
Pep's a fraud.
I think
for me, like,
Pep running around like he's parked.
Pep is a fraud, man. Fraud.
He's running around like he's parked, boy. But hey, we'll see. I think they'll get one though.
Yeah, I think they'll get one.
They'll definitely get Kane.
I think they'll get Grealish.
Okay, we'll see. I can actually see a world where they get both.
I see a world where they get both, but I think my money would be on one, and that one is Grealish.
I think Villa will take the money because they'll just invest it. I can see them. There's obviously a good infrastructure there, so I just see them investing that wisely. Tottenham, you already know what they do when they get that kind of money. It'll be bail money part two.
Their man are done. Back to filthy quickly though. I don't know what episode it was of No Behaviour you're on. Not the recent one.
The one with Harry.
Yeah, and you lot were talking athletics. I just want to put it out there that this guy's a wetters, bruv. Because they were trying to cook you, bruv.
I forgot that you lot know.
They were trying to cook you. And I was like, in my head, in my room, like, nope.
I forgot
this guy
that
can run.
No. Fam, so, these lot think I'm a joke. How can Marks think he's faster than me? Marks ain't no fast, man.
No way.
Listen, the only guy...
How tall is Marks?
Marks is 6+.
Say
six
what? Plus.
Yeah, no, it's not, Marks is tall.
But it doesn't matter if you're tall. If you're fast, you're fast.
Marks is tall.
No, but you know what? I'm trying to compute that. You know what? He might just be one of them Usain Bolt guys. One of them American football sprinters.
Marks ain't got hand-eye coordination. Not happening. The only guy that I believe is a soakers, like fast, is Lippy Lickshot. Like that guy's still athletic. He's still athletic today.
Yeah.
Like the guy walks. Water. When he walks, he's jogging.
Say what?
Like he's just got energy forever.
That boy is not human.
You could beat him in a race though, I think. From what I remember you to be as fast as being.
Do you think you're still as fast as you were when you were younger?
Exactly. If I run now, the time will be did not qualify, bro. I'm telling you. I'll pull my hamstring, bro.
Yeah, no, I think I'll pull my hamstring too. It's a shame though, man.
What was your PB?
I don't remember that stuff, man. I just know, man, them were calling me up. Yo, represent.
Say word. Yeah, it was like that.
I was a
East District. You were there. I remember seeing you on what was it? We'd always have the 4x100 in it.
Yeah, man.
Our team would pull up. We'd be like, "Yo, what you man saying?"
I was a fast guy. I'm not gonna. Your school was fake, but I remember.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Your school was fake. We're fake fast.
They were giving you man peds.
Wait, who was in your 4x100?
Fast guy. Me. Billy Cox.
Nah, it was Lewis Povero, Emmanuel.
Did you Emmanuel like, Stevens?
Yeah, Emmanuel Stevens. Like, and what's his name?
Akeem
as well.
Bro, it's fake.
And how can you say it's fake?
Bro, you that's know when fake. I knew, no, that's fake, bro. Akeem had glasses. We didn't see that. Akeem put glasses
on. Shout out to Akeem, innit?
Man, like.
That's the name of the episode.
Crazy. He had glasses, though. He did.
At that age, he's we not didn't lying. See that.
He really did. What, like Agadarius?
Sam. He put on glasses and just went. Man, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Fast as fuck.
Couldn't believe what I was seeing. My school was just me and Rod holding it down, man.
That was it. I said it.
Yeah,
and Josh. Joshua Lowari.
You guys are fast people as well.
Yeah. Nah, our team was fast. The problem with our 4x1 is the we had three fast guys and then one guy that had to fill the space. And we didn't know where to put him in the get you get me?
Yeah, you can't put him in.
You don't want to do catch up in that.
Nah, not at all. Yeah. That's nuts. And to be fair, yeah, our school was fake then because
yeah, man's crazy.
Gone on to represent GB. Mm-hmm. Akeem did this, like that was him.
Yeah.
His brother was just not human, and obviously you was sub 12, which is quick.
Sub 11 once or twice, but who's counting, my guy? Who's counting? Nah, it was good times, and I feel like I was listening to the podcast. I was just like, these lot are taking this guy for Egypt.
It's cool, man. I went and got feedback from my peoples, man. Hey, Rod, tell him.
Please. Call him up again.
I told him.
Nah, that's funny.
Nuts.
Steve-O's fast too. Don't get
it
twisted.
Is it?
Steve-O's fast.
I don't see it in certain people. I don't see it in them.
Steve-O's fast.
I'm surprised.
How didn't you judge someone?
Wait, didn't he used to play for
Leyton Orient?
Okay,
he was a footballer.
Okay,
he's on Football Manager and that.
Man, just there. That's crazy.
Buy him for 250k. Why not?
Like, his legs are fake.
Say word.
Wham.
Mad.
Steve-O's fast. He just got a dodgy knee.
Oh, one of them ones.
Yeah, one
I
them
see,
ones.
I see, I
pro,
see.
But you know, my knee.
Listen, hey, man. It happens.
It does.
Especially when the knee is just difficult, man. It's really difficult.
At this stage of our lives, isn't it?
It's just painful to see when your knee just...
Yeah, just disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the first thing to go.
It is.
Hey, we sound like some OAPs or something.
Man.
What's going on here?
It's the first thing to go. Nah, I remember like my back was just in. It's been in bits. I was like, "Yo, is this life?"
Nah, that's old.
Nah, you're old.
That's old.
Well,
my back's fine.
That's a you problem, dog.
Nah, maybe I need to get that checked out. You know, go speak to the chiropractor.
Spinal.
For real.
I broke my back. Spinal. You can't go on Tyson, TV and bro. Just say that. He's a crazy guy. Honestly, how Logan Paul thinks he can beat him is just...
Is that... I don't even want to give that energy. If that's what he's saying, yeah. Bro.
Nonsensical.
I don't want to hear that.
Logan Paul is saying he's going to beef Tyson. Skin.
The perfect response. Okay, lad. So, is it coming home?
Oh, come on, man.
You think you can?
Bro, that's been my... I've been very consistent.
Skin.
I've been very consistent.
It's not happening.
What makes you think it's coming home?
If we beat Germany, we've won it.
Have you seen outside of the rounds?
Yeah.
We've got some good teams.
After we beat
Germany. I thought it was easy after Germany.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a good round.
If we beat Germany, we're there.
And we'll definitely get semis after that.
I think, listen, I'll be honest. I think every team is bad in this tournament.
Really?
I think every team has shown me that they're bad, yeah.
Even like, Italy?
Like, yeah, Italy.
Nah,
no. They ain't be no one convincing to me, man. They just got camaraderie.
they were all right against Wales, and Wales had a decent attack, but... They weren't killing them.
Wales are just at Ramsey and Bale.
It's still too childish. They'll come up against a good team and lose. I'm sure of it. Yeah.
Interesting.
I think we can beat Germany. The thing with England is that
I think there's a possibility. It's just
bruv, they drew 2-2 to Hungary. You should have shown me that. You should have shown me that you can draw two.
I didn't need to see those clips.
Like that. If I'm England, if
the
team
believes, because I think everybody has the capability of actually defeating each other, but it's just if England really truly believes.
Germany are dangerous.
No, we're very aware.
You drew 2-2 to Hungary.
I think England can beat them. It's for me, it's how Southgate sets up, and I think the most impressive thing with England is that it's actually a very hard team to beat in the sense that we get the goal, and whether it makes for entertaining football or not, then they opt to sit back.
Fam, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man.
Let's just get it done. By any means necessary.
With Germany, by any means, get them out.
Mm.
Let's get them out. So if that means we score in the one and we sit back for 89,
yeah,
cool.
But the thing is...
I'll watch that and drink.
Because the thing is, if you beat Germany, that's an excellent victory.
Yeah. Why are you saying you? Why are you not saying we?
Me personally, listen. You just caught it. Okay, I'm from Tanzania, so I'm just watching from the outside. But as soon as we get to the final, yeah.
Once we get to the final,
this is a British.
Man's gonna get
home. If it comes home, he's in Shoreditch with us.
Real talk, bruv.
1,000%. 1,000%. Yeah, I'm gonna have the Nike tick with the red uniform. Don't worry, I'll be there. Yeah.
Sound like poet. That's what poet said to me.
But I feel like once, if you do beat Germany, the next team is probably what, Sweden?
Yeah.
And after Sweden,
yeah,
there's France.
Nah, is it?
France are on the other side of the table.
France are on the other side of the table.
We meet them in the final.
Yeah, okay. So who's going to be in the semi?
I'm not sure. Dibby teams, Denmark, Belgium. No, not them. Not Belgium.
Yeah, so sorry. So the final, I wasn't really looking at the semi. I was just looking at the final.
France. Yeah.
France.
We'll buck someone serious in the final.
We can beat France in the final.
France.
We can beat France.
Is France.
We can beat France.
I don't know, man. Kimpembe. Kimpembe.
Boy.
Nah, that song is too cold.
I love France still, but
it just takes one of them man to cook.
France have shown me they're childish too, man.
What, they drew Hungary? Yeah.
They just
might be on job because they're allowing 67,000 people into their stadium. Like, you can't put a price on that.
They're on smoke.
They do not care for COVID.
I think if England really want to win this, they should change where they're playing and go to like the Hawthorns, West Brom.
Hey, just Brexit it up.
Fill up the stadium.
Yeah. Just Brexit it up.
Brexit it up.
Hard man 4-4-2, just slap two
Wembley's
crosses
too nice.
In.
Wembley's too nice. Don't stop bringing tourists to Wembley to support
Germany. For real, dog.
Come to Stoke.
Stoke on Trent Stadium. The Britannia, bro.
Hey, that is disgusting.
Psychological tactics, man.
If you support Stoke and your stadium is Bet365, quit.
It's the worst stadium I've been to.
You've been to Stoke?
Yeah, I've been to Stoke and Portsmouth. Terrible stadiums.
I thought Portsmouth was a nice place.
It was a lovely place.
But the stadium is terrible.
Yeah.
Everton's the worst stadium I've ever been to.
Goodison. They're old now. It's not old,
but like they have so many pipes.
You can't see anything.
Mm. Yeah, that's what Crystal Palace is like.
Selhurst.
Yo, free the guys, man. Free Saha.
Free Saha, bro.
He's in a 360 deal.
Free Saha, bro.
But it's, yeah, nah.
If we win it, I'm not gonna lie, I'll be moving mad. But I don't have the same kind of.
It's coming
belief.
For us.
I don't have the same kind of man said us now.
Who is us?
Us, bro. You'll see me there in Shoreditch.
If we win, yeah.
If we win, if we don't win, don't worry. I have another talk to change it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a darling dear. Like, you know, I went to school with Saka.
Oh, brother. if we win, yeah, against Germany, we've won it. I'm gonna celebrate like we won it anyway.
Okay, bold take. This is on tape.
Is France? I'm just saying that
France. Bruv, did you watch France-Portugal?
That was...
Yes.
No.
Just penalties galore. It's coming home, man.
Just don't let Benzema run through that defence, boy.
He can't run. But Mbappe has to run.
Mm. Karim's on smoke, though. He's got a point to prove.
That second goal. Chef kiss, bruv. Paul. Listen, we just need the Holy Spirit if we want to win this fucking tournament, bruv. I've seen too much heartbreak. Do you know when it changed for me?
Go on.
It changed for me in, I think it was 06. What's it?
Lampard.
When Ozil was just...
Oh, no, that's 0-10, I believe.
0-10. Yeah, when Ozil was just cooking us, bro. Mm.
But
I said never again. I'll never believe again.
What? It was 2-1 down, and then Lampard had that thing off the crossbar. I said, yo, these men are working
never
against
again.
Us.
That's why I said never again.
Payback. Yeah. This is a grudge
payback,
match, man.
That's a slip trade.
Right, cool.
Like, no one should work. No one should work next Tuesday. We have to watch that.
Mm.
Wait, what time is this? 8 p.m. innit?
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Fuck your Zoom calls, bruv.
Fuck your
I'm putting my shit on Do Not Disturb.
Out of office at 3.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? Maybe earlier. We might start at 12.
Fuck they need it. Our full support.
Real talk, bro.
We need to do something different, man. We need to. Everyone just go to Wembley. Stand outside.
Can't be
as a collective.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not watching it if I'm seeing another Rice Phillips pivot, man.
Listen, it was necessary, man.
Oh,
it's necessary.
Actually, you know what? Me personally, yeah. I only watch Euros and World Cup. I don't really watch football as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what is the point of last minute substitution?
It can be anything, man. It could be waste time, psychological,
tactical.
Just give him a run out. He might get a bonus if he plays. Anything. It could be anything. Any reason.
Oh, my fantasy league.
It could be save him because if he gets a yellow card, he's not playing the next. It could be, yeah.
There's reasons most times.
Because
that's a fact.
To me, it's like.
Run down the clock, all of that.
You're just like 2 minutes. You told me to warm up and then now it's 90 plus two.
Yeah.
You want me to run around now?
Some players don't mind that, man. Because if that 90 plus two, I just bagged 80 bags.
No, because to me, it seems like, no, you know what? It's like
I'm up. That's what that matters.
Like I don't want to confuse anybody and then make them feel like they're animals. But it's just like, you know, when you come home, right? And then you see like on TV and then pretty much like now you're about to go to bed, but then the dog wants to have a walk and then that's it. So it's like it's the last 2 minutes.
I know.
What
listen.
Do you achieve in the last 2 minutes? You run around and then great game.
There's
guys.
No point to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Oh, change tops, bro. You so just ran tops. For 2 minutes.
I know.
Change clothes.
Know. You didn't play football today.
Exactly.
But some. Yeah,
but you did a great thing. Like
it's tacticals, man.
Right.
Some players don't like it though. Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on with that.
Well, Tevez didn't want to come on that one time. Remember?
Yeah.
Some players don't like it. I know a couple England players that are not happy with that.
Say what? Oh, well.
I don't blame him, man.
Do we have one more topic or?
I think that might have been the last one, you know. Don't think I have anything else. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Say no more, bro. Man.
Before E-Man gets mad at me.
I'm glad we got this in, though, because I feel like, because you're actually quite on, you're on a lot of podcasts whenever I hear you on,
yeah, I'm about
on Chucky's or No Behavior. You're with the man them, so you're just vibing, but I've not actually heard you on a pod where you're talking about like your music and what you're into and all that stuff. So I'm glad we actually.
I'm about
managed
man.
To get this in, bruv. Sorry, appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you loving, yeah. Man.
Nah, I had to do it, man. This is the Essex link up.
Mm-hmm. I know, but we're in East.
Make it make sense.
For real.
Alright, Iman, before I forget.
Yeah.
So basically what we do now is we put in the music that we're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna start. Obviously it's Jordy in it, so I have to put in Cherry B.
Come on.
So it has to be done.
Come on.
Good choice. I was gonna pick Crink and Crank him, so fuck
it. It just might be a Jordy episode, man. Come hey, yo,
nah, that's alright, it's alright. I'll do it next week. I'll pick Azaira Shad headshots.
Okay.
Vibes.
Right, okay.
That's my pick of the week.
I'm going to pick Meek Mill, Flamers Flow.
1:06, yeah?
Mm.
All right, then.
Of course. I mean, there's a whole collective of music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what did I come here listening to today? I came here listening to a rapper from Brum. His name is RM.
Okay.
The song is called 10 Shots. I'm not going to lie, it's very dark.
Mm. Okay.
But he's my favorite rapper right now.
Say word.
Oh, man.
Okay, big shout.
Need that energy.
I'm enjoying his music, man.
There was a lot of good music that dropped on Thursday or Music Friday. It was a lot.
Actually, do you know what? I'm changing RM 10 Shots to RM Warning.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go.
We'll have it on there for sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of good music that dropped. I thought, you know, my industry plant, shout out to him, H. His video for his
whoa,
song.
Whoa. What was that?
What?
Industry plant.
H.
I have my reasons.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you don't like that word?
No. The word is the word. I just didn't know H was one.
I mean, it's more a theory for me. As in, his come up was just too quick.
Yeah, I think he... Well, quick come ups do stem that argument.
Mm. I mean, he's still cold to me, but he's definitely someone that I think is within that relic. But his song Levitating had a phenomenal video. which is something I'm really proud.
The one with the big girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to watch that.
I'm really pleased with the UK scene about is that our videos are just so clean now.
We're leveling up, man. We're up there now. Leveling up.
100%.
There's no need to try and appease to next.
That's a fact. That's what I'm really enjoying. Even Heady's song Pound Sand had a clean video. Obviously, I think Flex Staps.
This is the one where he's robbing the I didn't get it because
I didn't get it, but like the video G4S. Was clean.
It's still G4S, and I know how they, you know, especially how Loons said, like, the moment you try and open the thing, blue paint just splatters all over the place. I didn't see no blue paint, and that's a Brinks truck as well. So it's like, but it's still, it's still a good video. Clean. Nah,
clean, clean.
Lovely. Lovely.
Bro, tell the people where they can find you online.
JORDYINIT, Jordy in it on Instagram, on Twitter, and on TikTok, even though I don't use it and I'm still learning.
It's Jordy in it.
Come on. For real.
Appreciate it. Honestly.
Thank you for having me.
Made for a great guest.
Yeah, amazing.
Of course.
Hashtag MIC pod. Drop us a review. Show some love.
Like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube.
And all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.